Grab a Bible if you have one.
Just real quick. As you know, if you've been around, this is a first Tuesday of the month, and we like to, on these first Tuesdays, just spend a lot of time in worship and communion, just spending real one-on-one quality time with the Lord. And I love these times. And if you're like me, you need that reset with the Lord. Constantly. I've given thought to, hey, we just had communion on Sunday. If you came to church here on Sunday, why are we doing it again on Tuesday? Well, I pretty much need communion again like the minute I walk out the doors of church, because I get upset when I'm in the parking lot and somebody's trying to back out while I'm trying to back out, and they're really terrible at driving. So I'm yelling and screaming in my car, and then I realize my sinful ways. But it's just true that we sin constantly, and it's not that communion atones for that sin. We know that the blood of Christ fully 100% has atoned for every single sin we will ever commit. So it's not a matter of forgiveness, but something awesome happens when you spend time at the Lord's table. And that is just taking the bread and the cup that Jesus instituted at the Last Supper with his buddies. But he said to take and eat of the bread, and it was a symbol, basically, a remembrance of what he did on the cross, or what he was about to do on the cross, shedding his blood for our sins. And that's what we do in communion. But there's something awesome that happens when we do that. It's like the dial's all set back to zero. For those of you who have been Christians for a while and baptized in water, you remember that feeling when you get baptized. Because that baptism, again, that has nothing to do with salvation either, but it is something that we're called to do as believers, as we profess publicly our love and belief in Jesus Christ. We basically bury our old sin nature under the water. That's the idea. That's the symbol. And as you come up, we come up a new creation. We come up a brand new person in Christ. As we die with him, essentially, that's the idea. We die with him, leave our sins there under the water, and as we come up, we are resurrected with Christ. We're a new person, a new creature in Christ. And some of us are more creatures than others. As we go to the communion table, that same feeling that we had when we were baptized, that real closeness that we feel to the Lord and the Holy Spirit after baptism can be experienced anytime. And it's not something that you have to take communion if you want to be close with the Lord. You can be close with the Lord by saying, Lord, please be close to me. Because he wants to be, always. But there's something about going to the Lord's table, remembering and identifying with the work of Jesus Christ, that just resets things in our lives. It's an awesome place to just lay burdens down, because we like to carry things around that we shouldn't be carrying. Maybe we've been stuck in a specific sin for a while, and we haven't necessarily walked away from the Lord, but we haven't necessarily repented from that thing either. And communion is an awesome time to do that, to just say, Lord, I am sick of this. I'm done with it. Take it from me. And he does. And what's cool is you can stand up and walk out tonight and just feel completely reset, like a brand new person, like the day that you accepted the Lord, like the day that you got baptized. It's such a cool work that the Lord does as we just obey by taking communion, because he calls us to do this. So I like to, we do this every single month because I just think it's important. Maybe we should do it more, but this is what we do for now, first Tuesday of every month. But a couple of verses that I wanted to read to you that came to mind earlier today. The first one being in Lamentations, real encouraging book, Lamentations, is Lamentations 3. Now that you're in Lamentations 3, hold your finger there and flip to 2 Corinthians. I meant to go to this one first. But keep your finger in Lamentations, because we're going to come back in 1 second. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. This was the best idea I've ever had. Turn the lights really low. And then, what was that, by the way? Okay. True. Drew likes to race people to scriptures, whether they know it or not. Oh man, that's funny. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I decided to get the smallest Bible I have and then make it really dark. Perfect. 2 Corinthians 5:17. This is that verse I was talking about, but I wanted to read it because it's so important and so true. 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And then it goes on and talks about reconciliation. And it's that idea of resetting with the Lord. And I was thinking about this because it's 2014. I'm not over that yet. It's weird to say that. But it's 2014. And it's a new year. Now, do we have to wait till, you know, if we mess up, we have to wait till 2015 to reset with the Lord again? No, that's the beauty of the Lord, of the God that we serve. Because he died on the cross, he tore that veil that separated us from the Father. And so we can commune with God whenever we want. But there is something to be said about us being a new creation in Christ once we became saved. And then again, perhaps once we were baptized. But check out that Lamentations verse real quick. I told you to keep your finger there, and then I didn't do it. Lamentations chapter 3. Let's start in verse 22. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. So this talks about the mercies of God being new every morning. This is it's just a concept that we see in Scripture, God's mercies. There is something about the morning time and being able to just wake up and start fresh with the Lord and say, Lord, I know that I screwed up yesterday. I was terrible, but today is a new day, and his mercies are actually new every morning. So does that mean we have to wait till tomorrow morning? We should all go home and then come back at 7 or something so that it's morning time? No, that's the awesome thing. God is he's in the business of newness. He wants us to be a new creation in him, a new creature. And this is something that happens when you're saved, something that happens when you're baptized, something that happens when you take communion. But it's something that continually happens. We can always reset back when we backslide, when we start to do the things that we know we should not be doing, and we get off track. If you were here on Sunday, Brett talked about his dad drawing the picture of the little guy on the little path. And he's on this little tiny narrow path with giant cliffs on either side, and there's these little detours with stick men falling off of the cliff on these detours that go to nowhere. And we can start to get off track. But what's great is, as believers, anyone who has confessed and believes in Jesus, we can at any time say, Lord, I want to come back. Bring me back to where I was when I got off track. And he will. He can do that. Tonight is an awesome opportunity to do that. So if you feel off track, if you feel distant from the Lord, use tonight to reset. Use tonight to fix it. Now, how can you fix it? You can't. I kind of, with my inflection, I gave that away a little bit. I realize that now. But you cannot fix it. God can fix it. But there is this stepping out, as we've been talking in the book of Joshua, of stepping out in faith. As we walk and live by the Holy Spirit, there's the same thing that happens with this atonement and this closeness that we feel with the Lord, this resetting. It's something that you have to say, Lord, I want it. Lord, I don't want to keep going the way that I'm going. I want to reset back with you. I want to identify with what you did for me, because I should have been hanging on the cross. I should have had the nails in my hands and in my feet, but you did that for me. And as you identify with that, you can be totally back at zero. No shame, nothing hung over your head, because God puts our sins as far as the east is from the west. That's actually the north. should have went east and west, but you get the idea. What does that mean? It means they will never touch. He puts our sins so far away that nobody could ever find them. The depths of the ocean, the Bible talks about. That's awesome. I love that because I sin all the time. But God atoned, atoned for our sins by the blood of his son, Jesus. And so tonight you can identify with that work. Reset yourself for the new year. Be a Jesus freak, as people call it, or whatever. I don't like that term because freak, you know, you're a freak. But I don't like to call myself a freak. But but the idea being we can walk and live by the word and be close to the Lord. And if we do that this year, the year will be awesome. I just know that to be true, and I know that a lot of you know that to be true as well. So let's just spend tonight taking communion, singing some songs. You may not know some of the songs that we sing, and that's okay. As we worship the Lord together, feel free to sing if you want. Feel free to stand, kneel, sit, go somewhere and just be quiet with the Lord in a corner or whatever you want to do. Or if you want to read your Bible, I like to encourage people to read, especially if you haven't. It's so easy to forget to read our Bibles somehow, even though it is probably, it is one of the most valuable things we can do. And it's literally sitting on our nightstand. And many of us have like five or more Bibles on our bookshelves. And yet it's so much easier to just get on Facebook and start scrolling the moment we wake up in the morning, or Pinterest or whatever. And so if you haven't read the word, it's kind of like saying, Lord, I don't really want to hear from you right now, because it literally is God's word. He speaks to us through the Bible. And if we just decide to not read it, how are we going to hear from him? And I hear that from time to time. People say, Lord, how come you haven't spoken to me lately? How come I haven't heard anything from you? How come I haven't felt to you lately? When's the last time you read your Bible? It's a good question to ask. Because if it's been weeks or months or a year, that might be why. Just guessing. But what's cool is there they are. We can open them up and just start reading, and the Lord, again, can just pick right up where he left off. So there are some Bibles back there on that table too, so if you want to do that, feel free. Just go as you're led to the table. We'll have the communion table set up right there on the table. You should see it, hopefully. But whenever you feel led, just go ahead and walk back there, grab the elements, find a place, whether you want to go back to your seat or somewhere else, where you can just spend time with the Lord. What do you do with that time? Well, it's important, I think, to give worth to communion. So that means identifying what you're doing to the Lord. Lord, I believe in what you did on the cross. I believe that you were the Son of God, and that as I eat this bread, Lord, I identify with your body that was hung there on that cross for me. And then secondly, as you take the cup, you can say, Lord, I thank you for the blood of your Son. And it's that blood that cleanses our sin. And just going through that with the Lord, even though he knows what it's for and you know what it's for, just identify with it verbally between you and the Lord. So spend some time in communion, spend some time praying, whatever you feel led to do. This is kind of an open time to just kind of worship the Lord and spend time with him. So if you've had a rough week already, maybe you started school yesterday or something, or today, or you have been working all the way through the winter season, just get reset. And the Lord wants to do that for all of us tonight. Amen? Amen. Let's pray, and then we'll just spend some time in worship, and Daniel will go open up the communion table for us. Lord, thank you so much for what you did on the cross. Thank you that we have communion, Lord, to have a physical way to remember that work and to identify with it. And so, Father, we pray that as we worship you, that you would continue to work in and through us. I pray that you would meet with us and that we would just lift you up. So we give you this time and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.